So it's a warm welcome, listeners, to Mary Walden, the president of the Caboolture Sports Club Dog Obedience Club. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's great to have you join us because we needed a sports program with a bit of bite. And
there's no bite coming from here. No bite.
Plenty of bark. But hey,
yeah, bit of bark.
Bit of bark. Mary,
excitement.
Reading your website, the Sports Dog Obedience, or the Dog Obedience Club was formed in 1979.
Yes, it's been around for a long time. It's been in various places. We've found new homes, and we're now at I think we'll be here forever, I think, our current home.
And that's located where, Mary?
Divine Court at Morayfield. We've got our own leased premises, so we're fenced off, and we have exclusive use of it, which is pretty handy. So our old premises are right next door. They're right at the end of Divine Court. There's a church on the corner. It runs off Buchanan Road.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Caboolture Dog Obedience Club is a sub-club of the Caboolture Sports Club, along with a number of others, which is fantastic.
Founding member.
Mm. And I suppose, Mary, how long have you been president, and how did you get involved with the club?
Oh, I've been president for about 2 years, a bit over 2 years. And I've been on the committee before that for a long time. I first started back in 1980. But then I had to have a bit of a break because I had children, had to get them off my hands a bit, and then I came back.
Then you came back. And,
it was Murrumba when I started.
Yes. Mm. And, of course, Mary, I suppose no one else put their hand up when the elections for president were called. You were the one.
No. We have a different system. We elect 8 committee people, and then they go outside and choose a president.
Oh, and you were the lucky person.
Yeah.
well done for those 2 years. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the club? And I know you conduct obedience, there's rally obedience, there's agility, there's jumping, there's track and search, there's all sorts of things that the club does. And I'm sure our listeners would not know any of that, Mary.
No, they probably don't. We're a not-for-profit club, so virtually everyone's a volunteer. And we do have, unfortunately, limitation on how many people we can take and help each month. We do a basic intake of people each month. But we also have one thing you missed is we also now have a puppy preschool, which is for dogs from 8 weeks to 16 weeks, and that runs for 2 months.
And that's open to any, I suppose, people who have their dogs from that young age onwards.
And even just like the vets do, prior to their being fully vaccinated, we clean the floor and the people carry their dogs in. So we have an indoor room where they do their puppy preschool. So it's nice and safe for them. They're not going to get sick. So we do insist that all our dogs that come on the grounds are vaccinated and their vaccinations are up to date because we don't want to spread diseases amongst dogs.
Certainly, that's very, very worthwhile and ensuring that those regulations are complied with. Now, you do have memberships. I suppose it's the same as any sports club, and you have fees for training classes and, the training nights. And tell us a little bit about those, Mary.
Well, our basic obedience course, which we take intakes for the first Monday of the month from every month except November, December, January. We have a bit of a break then. You do have to book in on our website. You'll find there's an email address. You have to email to book in because we get overrun with people. So our February intake, we had 36 people. We had 3 classes, 12 dogs per class. We restrict how many dogs come into classes because it's just too hard. And then we have the limitation of the grounds. We use as much as we can. We have 3 and the limitation of the instructors. So we always restrict our intakes to 36 dogs a month. And I know that March is full already, so people wouldn't be able to join us until April. Unless they've already done some dog training, then they can come down and be assessed. They still have to come on the first Monday of the month initially.
Mary, so has there been or is there an increase in pet owners?
Well, I think yes and no. Like Caboolture itself, there's more and more houses around, aren't there, and lots of people. So, and the next obedience club like us is at Launton. So the one after that is in Chermside. So there's not really any other ones around. There's one up to Sunshine Coast. So we're in a big catchment area, I think you could say.
Yes, and certainly, as you said, the reflection on the growth and development and housing and more people coming in and more pets, of course. So I notice also, Mary, that you're the current holder of the prestigious Norm Claridge Shield, presented annually to the top trialling club in southeast Queensland. What a record.
We were. We lost it this year, the first time ever, and we're sort of relieved that we did because it was someone else's turn. We've had it every year. It was time.
How long had you had it for, Mary?
Well, we can fight back and get it back next year.
How many years did you have it for?
I think it was something like 16 years.
Sweet heaven, fantastic.
And I think the rest of the clubs might have been tired of us. They got it. We felt a bit guilty about that, actually.
And, Mary, is that awarded on a point scoring system, or how does it operate?
It is. It works by there's clubs like us all throughout Australia, actually. We compete within a Zone 1, which is southeast Queensland, for the Norm Claridge Shield. And every time one of your people who puts your club down for the points, every time they get a pass, you get a point. If they come first, you get more points. So that's how it works. And that's over obedience and tracking. And we're quite a strong tracking club here. We're on the outskirts, so we can find some land to track on.
And what does tracking entail? Mary, what does tracking entail?
It entails a dog on a 10-metre lead. So they're always on a lead. They track someone that's known to them initially. The first two tracks, that goes up to 8 tracks, and there's 3 titles within that. And the tracks get harder and harder. So the first 2 tracks are 2 turns, they're 400 metres long. And then it gets longer and more turns, and then you get cross tracks to trick the dog of the wrong person.
So they're actually tracking down a person, are you? Are they?
Yes, they're tracking a person, a person, yeah. A known person at least initially, and then an unknown person. So they leave a centred article at the start of the track, and that's where the dog gets its scent from. So it's a lot of fun. Dogs love it.
What's the best breed of dog for tracking, Mary?
Any breed.
Any breed, because you often hear the red setters and the bloodhounds. Yes.
Maybe a bloodhound, but we haven't had one. But we're very fortunate here that we've got North Harbour allow us to use their land. People might see us on the highway early in the mornings or late in the afternoons tracking, practicing over there on a big block near the driving school.
Oh, that's
over
wonderful.
Near the Bites place over there where they have the food market. Yeah,
now,
so we're very lucky to have that. It makes it a lot easier. Maybe that's why we're pretty good at tracking.
At tracking. Now, what about the agility, jumping and jumping heights and that for the dogs?
Oh yes. Well, we just had a big double trial here on Saturday, and we do have about 2 or 3 trials a year. The trials all over southeast Queensland again. And we train for that Thursday nights. But the people that want to do agility, and nearly everybody wants to, need to have their dogs have a bit of control on their dogs before they come. So we insist that they do the basic obedience course. Or if they've done agility somewhere else, we assess them, because we do have a few levels of classes in agility at the moment. So, yeah, we have great times here. Lots of equipment, lots of work to put out for agility, but we all help each other, and that's how we get on.
I guess, Mary, your association with the Caboolture Sports Club would mean that you've probably got very good equipment, very good facilities, and you've got a lot to offer members that come into the club.
We've been very lucky. This club, having been an initial founding club of the sports club, we've saved up our money from the sports club, and with the sports club's extra funding from them, we managed to build a very lovely 60 by 45 arena that's covered, so when it rains, we can still train.
There's been plenty of rain lately, so you've been happy with
it.
No problem at all, Mary.
We're very lucky to be able to host the first ever trick dog trial, which happened yesterday here, and that's because we had the arena.
That's fantastic. And, of course,
money well spent,
and well saved, and your committee and volunteers are to be congratulated. And as we know, your club wouldn't exist a lot like other sporting clubs without your volunteers.
That's right. That's probably one of our weakest points. We always need more volunteers. But people get burnt out,
I hear what you're saying.
Well, I'm sure.
Move on.
Now, Mary, where can people find out more information about the Dog Obedience Club?
Well, our website's a wonderful source of information, and that's what we rely on mainly. So our website is the Caboolture Sports Dog Obedience Club. So if you Google that, you'll find it. Or you can email us. Our email address is admin@caboolturdogobedience.com.au. Actually, I've got our website is www.caboolturdogobedience.com.au.
Well, Mary Walden, the president of the Caboolture Sports Club, the Dog Obedience Club, it's been absolutely fantastic to talk to you. And as we've said, sport comes in all shapes, forms and sizes, just like the dogs do.
That's right. We have those sizes and shapes. People and dogs.
People and dogs. Mary, it's been absolutely fantastic to chat to you, and all the best with the club, and looking forward to chatting to you again in the future here on 101.5 FM Sports.